right now, we are going to look back. We're going to replay just a few minutes of what you heard 1 year ago, almost exactly to the minute. This is as we were doing the show on September 11th, Tuesday morning, 2001, and as we saw the events unfold in front of us on television.
Yeah, he was part of that 85 National Championship team.
What the heck's going on at the World Trade Center?
Is this live?
Good God. What is that? Smoke billowing out of the top 10 or 20 stories of the World Trade Center like they had an explosion
there. Is
that
some kind of, is it footage? Or is that real?
It says live.
It's live.
It's live. It's happening as you're seeing it.
Good Lord. I mean,
it looks like an explosion.
That's surreal.
And it's at the top of the World Trade Center.
It's probably about 30 or 40 windows blown out.
And with billows of smoke that you can see in this picture all the way across the river.
It looks like a towering inferno, like that movie. It almost, you know what it almost looks like? It looks like a plane went into the side of it. I don't think that's what happened, but that's what it looks like.
Right.
Like there's something crashed right into the side of the World Trade Center.
They said it was 110 stories, the World Trade Center. So this is obviously up there around the 70th floor, somewhere around there.
Why don't you listen, Fernando, and tell us if they figure out what causes this.
Incredible.
It was a fire or just an explosion. Just,
yeah.
But you
maybe someone's just smoking a big cigar.
If it were a fire, it wouldn't have blown out that many windows to where there would be that big a hole in the side. It looks like an explosion.
Unless would they have vented the fire that way? Or I've always heard that's bad.
I think so.
Well, you know, they're speculating here where they don't know if it's terrorism.
Yeah, that is terrible looking.
My question is, why did ABC just now get on this? I mean, this looks like it's happened for a few minutes with as much smoke as they went to it.
Right.
It had a lot of smoke already there up into the sky.
I don't know.
And they were doing the how long does it take you to commute to work story.
Gosh, that's awful. I hope there weren't too many people trapped up there. Of course, it's 9 o'clock New York time, so I bet everybody was at work.
Off.
Oh. Good night.
Off.
That does not look good.
No.
Boy, that is a surreal scene. It looks like a movie. You know what? Anybody above that, the 10 or 20 floors above that plane crash, there's probably no hope of getting out of there.
You imagine the panic you'd be in if you're above that.
And, oh, well, look at that. Whoa.
What is that?
A big fireball came shooting out.
No, they're getting another explosion.
Another plane just hit.
Another plane just
hit. Another plane just hit.
That just exploded.
It's ABC News again.
Another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of absolute.
Yes, and that's the second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen.
This would make you think it's terrorist.
This looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway in downtown New York.
I just saw it come right in from the right side and just slam right.
So it didn't come in from the smoky side, which would make you think that it could be accidental.
We're going to give you a replay of what we just saw.
Well, there's nothing accidental about that.
Put on Channel 8.
Fire equipment coming in or some sort of observation plane.
A second plane has hit the World Trade Center.
But it was obviously designed to attack the World Trade Center. We're going to show you that. Here's a replay of the videotape.
Sticks on 5.
In a second, that looks like a good-sized
plane
came in and hit the World Trade Center.
Is there any way that could have been an accident?
So this is obviously
no way. That was awfully low flying too.
Oh my God! This is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Against one of the towers.
One of the most surreal and confusing mornings ever, as it unfolded in front of us here on the show exactly 1 year ago today. Shortly after that, the news of the plane hitting the Pentagon, and shortly after that, the news of the plane going down in the field in Pennsylvania. 1 year ago to this moment, the first plane hit the World Trade Center, and we pause now with the rest of America for a moment of silence.